It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
I'm really glad you corrected me.
When did young girls start dressing like tramps?
I love taking my ladies on dinner date.
Laura and I are rooting for you tonight. And good luck.
Didn't mean to drop him off like that.
That's all right.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. We've got our final buzz of the afternoon here. Before we do that, let's get right to the phones. And hello, Mike O'Mara Show. Who's this? Hello? All right, we'll take you. You missed an opportunity, caller. Hello, who's this?
Hey, this is Dave.
Dave, where are you calling from?
Fairfax.
Dave, I've got good news for you.
Do you?
You're caller 100.
Oh, my God.
Yes, and I probably should try not to sing when I've got a voice like this.
I disagree.
You've won tickets to WWE's Monday Night Raw at the Verizon Center for the first time this year, July 28th, featuring Triple H, John Cena, Randy Orton, and more. Get your tickets at the Verizon Center box office and Ticketmaster. Congratulations to you, sir. You are the big winner.
Thank you.
All right. Very good. We'll put you on hold, and without further ado, let's get right to our very final buzz of the afternoon with Mr. Buzz Burbank. Oh, before I do that, I do want to mention tomorrow.
Yes?
We will have the eliminated chef Nikki from Bravo's Top Chef.
Cool.
That is a fabulous show with great great cookers on it. Great cookers on it.
Do they use a cooking machine?
I always love this part of the show.
Me
Maybe
too.
Maybe I shouldn't play bag toss between the break. Also, a collector of art from bathroom stalls, Doug Rice. I call that graffiti, right?
I would think so.
Sometimes it's art.
This guy is a connoisseur. He's got some funny stuff that have been written on bathroom stalls.
Sometimes it's information.
It's very informational in some cases. But those numbers normally aren't legitimate. I always found that because
are they?
Well, I try them.
Oh, I see.
And no one ever calls me.
Nobody calls you, Robin.
Never.
You've been put on millions of them. Tony Perkins also in studio tomorrow from Fox
cool,
5.
Wonderful.
Tony will be paneling with us for a good chunk of time tomorrow on the show.
Like him.
And without further ado, let's get right to Buzz.
The idea is to make gas prices go back down or at least keep them from going up even more. The Senate today approved a plan to roll back some of the tax breaks the big oil companies get to make the government stop buying up oil for its reserve and to put a stop to speculators investing in the oil market. What do you think? You like that idea?
I like that idea. That's why my peeps in back of me, they're cheering.
It's a start.
Mm-hmm.
It's called the Consumer First Energy Act, and this Democratic senator from Minnesota says it may keep some middle-class families from going under.
And so you end up with that $5,000 to $6,000 range a year that the average family has lost. Many of them have put it on the credit cards. So you see this gathering storm of problems for middle-class families, and that's why I just don't think Congress can afford to sit back.
The president's likely to veto the measure, but he may be overridden this time since this is an election year.
I don't know. Carrie and I have lots of money.
I know you do.
So I think we'll be okay here.
You're going to spend it on wine.
Wine and gas. I've got gas at my house, and I'm going to sell that later.
Invested in that the Feet thing.
Oh, the 1982
Lafitte Bordeaux.
From Bordeaux, Lafitte. Yeah.
That's the that's Thefeetbordeaux. The Feet Bordeaux.
Write it down.
Thank you.
And it's delicious.
It's yummy.
It doesn't smell like feet.
But I'm smoshed.
Smoshed?
I'm smoshed wasted.
Because you drank all the wine from my cup.
Why is my phone going off here? Hold on a second.
Someone must be calling.
I was going to say, that was my guess. Plus.
No, you know what? It's gotten to one of those stages where it used to always have great battery life.
Oh.
Now it doesn't have battery life anymore.
Me too.
Danger. Do you have to? You've got the same kind of phone?
I have a Katana. And
I've got the little the LG phone, the one with the keyboard in it, and I think they've got a shelf life.
My battery life is now half of what it was just a year ago.
I need a new battery, Buzz.
I think you do.
Get right on that, will you?
That is the secret. I will.
Thank you very much.
Have it for you tomorrow. Mm-hmm. Motorcycles. I knew that'd get your attention.
All right.
Motorcycles and scooters are becoming even more popular as the price of gas goes up.
Motorcycles?
Oh, Mike.
Sorry.
Dealers around the country say their phones are ringing more, and more first-time buyers are coming in to take a look at the motorcycles.
Do I like motorcycles, Buzz?
I think you do.
You bet your ass.
That's another way of putting it.
Thank you.
Many motorcycles get 40 or 50 miles to the gallon. Some models with smaller engines get 80. What do you get on your bike? Do you have any idea what the MPG is?
I've never figured it out. I don't have that kind of brain.
It's good, whatever it is.
All I know is when you mention motorcycles, though.
You have 5,000 miles on yours?
Almost 5,000, 47 and change.
I know you've been to the gas station four times.
I have indeed.
but it is
costing me more, gentlemen.
Oh, of course, but still, it doesn't compare to a car, and there's no way it compares to an SUV.
No,
right?
It doesn't. But I like, don't I like motorcycles?
You bet your ass.
Thanks
Who
a lot.
Who are those people?
Those are my friends. Aren't you my friends?
Those are the townsfolk. Ron.
Yeah, they got pitchforks.
And torches.
God bless them.
You know that some motorcycles are being tested now that got 180 miles to the gallon?
You bet your ass.
And still go from 0 to 60 in 6 seconds?
Hey, did I mention that we're going to be having a big motorcycle show?
Not recently. I think you should.
That's what it's called, as a matter of fact. It's going to be called the Big Motorcycle Show.
The You Bet Your Ass Big Motorcycle Show.
Hog Heaven 2008 Biker Friday, a week from this Friday, May 23rd. Barbecue spread with pork ribs and fixins from Just In Time Catering. We're working on getting some ladies down, too.
Well, and that's about time.
Not the Buzz Babes. We're actually working on getting some strippers.
And if you're interested...
They're not going to strip outside, though. They're not allowed to do that.
No, of course
not. If you're interested
not.
In being a band for that event.
Yes, all you have to do is send an email to Bethann, that's Bethann, at WJFKFM.com.
Country rock, something bikers would like.
We'll also have demonstrations for motorcycle riding concepts. These are the... a lot of these guys are motor squad guys that really know how to ride motorcycles. They can teach you. And whatever you ride, as long as it's two wheels and not being a moped, join us. We'll have prizes for Scariest Biker, the King of Queens, and Best in Show, and a chance for you to show off all of your motorcycles. We're looking forward to that.
There's going
to
be ribbons.
Yes, we'll have ribbons. Gay ribbons.
Prize ribbons.
For Biker Friday. That's Friday, May 23rd. It's going to go all afternoon. We're going to be up in our parking lot. We're going to be coming in and out. We're going to be eating barbecue. We're going to be firing up the hogs. It's going to be a good time.
Hillary Clinton is going to win today's West Virginia primary by a landslide.
Gosh,
but
lighten up, guys.
Hillary, he said you're going to win.
It's too little too late. That's why she wants us to lighten up.
Gosh, lighten up, guys.
You just said that.
Never happy.
Today, her campaign finds itself denying speculation that she's looking for or has found an exit strategy. Mm-hmm. Most expected to bow out after her big victories in West Virginia and Kentucky. The Kentucky primary is May 20th.
Good riddance,
that's not kind. Bad sportsmanship.
She's trying to find an exit strategy for West Virginia.
Thing sucks!
Wow, a lot of people are upset about her.
Angry.
End of her campaign.
The way the Associated Press figures it, Barack Obama's super delegate endorsements put him within reach of the nomination within the next 3 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And that's even if he loses half of the 6 primaries that remain.
Mm-hmm.
Obama's picked up 26 superdelegates in the last 2 weeks. At this rate, he's on track to clinch the winning number of delegates, which is 2025.
Then he's going to use this slogan.
Turn it on and rip the knob off.
Barack Obama.
Hillary's knob.
Yeah, sorry. Hey, Rob.
Gosh, lighten up, guys.
I know.
Lighten up, bro. The Republicans, meanwhile, are using a new slogan, which is, this is the new Republican slogan, Mike, the change you deserve.
And that's the bottom line, because John McCain said so.
Mm-hmm.
Now, here's the thing about this slogan, the change you deserve. Have you heard it before?
No,
is it
I have not.
Familiar to you?
No.
Some people have.
Really?
Because
change you deserve.
The change you deserve is the same slogan being used by the makers of the antidepressant medication known as Effexor.
Effexor. Oh,
they've stolen an antidepressant slogan. Well, hello there.
Hi.
Hello,
there
Mr.
you go.
Mr. McCain, how
you
are you,
couldn't be
sir?
Any happier. You found another person with the same slogan.
You actually did that. You chose someone
happy
else's
day for Candy
slogan.
Ash Burbank today.
I am sort of amused, yes, sir.
I tell you what I'm going to do to you, Mr. Burbank.
What's that, Mr. McCain?
I'm constructing a cage out of bamboo.
Uh-oh.
In back of the radio station. I'm going to put you in there with rats.
He always does that.
River
Don't
rats.
About it.
All right, Mr. Curly Hair?
All right, Mr. McCain.
Put that in your marijuana pipe.
So long, Pops.
And smoke it, I think is what he was going
what
to say.
What he was
going
to say, Rob.
What was the slogan?
The change you deserve.
That was my slogan when I used to check at Safeway.
The change you deserve.
That's right.
Oh, she's the ghost of Ronald Reagan. I sound just like John McCain.
So
all you Republicans.
The change you deserve. The change you deserve.
You forgot to take your Effexor, Mr. President.
The change you deserve. Forget it.
He had too much Effexor.
I'm trying.
What if David Archuleta was a Republican?
Oh, here he comes, Rob. You'll find out.
Hi.
The change you deserve.
Thank you, David.
Don't hit me, Daddy.
Good luck tonight.
Don't hit me.
Drink your water. Maybe Republicans feel responsible for Americans being depressed. A new Washington Post ABC News poll finds that Americans are more pessimistic than they've been in 15 years.
You know what'll cheer them up?
What's that?
Radio jingle.
You're listening to the radio.
Already I'm smiling.
Absolutely.
After 8 years of Republican rule today, more than 8 in 10 of us in the survey say the country is headed in the wrong direction.
Have fun storming the castle.
I don't know what I'm doing.
Maybe appropriate. In spite of that, nearly half of America is already ready to keep going in that direction by electing another Republican.
You're listening to the radio.
John McCain's poll numbers remain strong in spite of his being one.
Attention, dum-dums.
That's right. You like that?
I do. Well, it's for that last story.
I understand.
So he's still doing well.
He's doing well, actually.
Attention, dum-dums.
Very good.
Very strong. Mm-hmm. The good news is the antidepressants we're taking may be helping to ward off cancer and even AIDS.
The really? Change you deserve. Mm-hmm.
Kind of sensitive about that warding off cancer right now.
New research, I understand.
How's that throat?
You're going to be okay.
Wouldn't that be something? Big ratings, and you guys will carry on.
Oh, yeah.
That'll be great. But I tell you, I'm out of here. If that's the case, I ain't hanging around. I'm not going to let people watch me go. It's not going to happen like that. I'm gonna let you guys finish.
I
I'm
don't
gonna
know,
go.
Mike.
I'm gonna, you know what I'm going to do? If I get the big diagnosis, I'm going to rob banks.
You're listening to the radio.
You big really time. Should soldier on, because I know that the chemo will help you lose a lot of weight, and you could really have a great-looking publicity picture.
That would be, you know what? Finally. What a great way to go out. One last good one.
Uh-huh. That's right.
Really, one last publicity picture looking like Dick Beyond.
Oh, nobody wants that.
The Wild Eye Trallion. Big fun with that one.
New research at the University of Pennsylvania shows that antidepressant drugs may
for
help
Dick Biondi.
May help the immune system fight serious illness.
Yes.
They do this supposedly by relieving stress that can weaken our white blood cells.
Right.
The effect was noticed
the best ones.
When AIDS and cancer patients were given antidepressants because they were depressed.
What do you think about that, Baron Von Ahole?
He's nuts.
Yes, right. He is.
Dick Biondi.
Porn for our troops. When the show continues.
That's a good tease. We'll be right back.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.